Hey there, Curious Kid podcast listeners. For those of you that follow the podcast on Facebook, you know what Friday is. Every Friday, we do something special on Facebook called Fan Mail Friday. What we do is we share mail we've received from one of our listeners with all of our Facebook followers. Well, guess what? We received an email from listeners of ours that was so amazing, we just had to share it with all of you in a mini episode. The email is from Theo, 9 years old, and Louis, 6 years old, from Manila, Philippines. Olivia, why don't you tell them what it said?
Mailbag!
Mailbag!
We are in the Philippines where there's lots of earthquakes also. Last year, we had an earthquake of 6.2 that made waves in our pool, and some water fell from a rooftop pool onto people in the street.
After getting this email, we were so interested in learning more, we asked if they could send us audio so Theo can tell us exactly what it was like to be in an earthquake. Just a couple of hours later, we got an email back from them with the soundbite of Theo telling us what it was like during last year's earthquake. Before playing the soundbite, I want to thank 9-year-old Theo and his family for sharing their experiences with us. I also want to tell all of you that they sent us a YouTube video from that earthquake as well. There is a very tall building in Manila with a horizon pool on the roof. You will hear Theo discuss it in just a second. During the earthquake, water from that pool fell from the building and onto the ground below. It's quite an amazing video, and you can find it in the show notes for this episode. Here is Theo from the Philippines to tell us what it's like to be in an earthquake.
Tell us about when there was an earthquake in Manila last year.
So then I was at the pool, and we're in Manila, where there's quite a few earthquakes, and we live on an apartment building, and we were usually on the very first floor, but the pool's the fifth floor. I was swimming, I didn't feel it, but my dad thought me and Louis were shaking his pool chair until he was like, what's happening? And then he saw waves along the pool, and then he realized that there was an earthquake, and then when I went upstairs, the person who comes in to clean my house was there, and she said she heard a screeching noise and really felt it swaying because that's the 31st floor. And there's also a video of where there's this really tall building with a horizon pool on the top, and then loads of its water tipped out and landed on the street below.
Cool. Thanks for that.
Thank you so much, Theo. That was amazing to hear. The Philippines gets lots of earthquakes. Already this year, they had 2 earthquakes greater than 6.0 in the month of April. Don't forget about our upcoming episodes. Tomorrow, the presidential mini episodes continue with episode 2 on our second president, John Adams. On Sunday, Olivia and I will get curious about fall leaves. And in upcoming Sundays, you'll hear Olivia and I talk about yawning, bats just in time for Halloween, and Disney World. Thanks for listening to this special follow-up episode on earthquakes.